USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Democrats who want to replace President Trump in the White House calling him a white supremacist. New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, the latest candidate to call the president this. She joins O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, who call the president a racist and a white supremacist.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
Joe Biden telling reporters,
his low energy, vacant-eyed, mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone.
President Trump tweeting, the Dems' new weapon is actually their old weapon, one which they never cease to use when they are down or run out of facts. Racism, exclamation point. They are truly disgusting, exclamation point. They even used it on Nancy Pelosi. I will be putting out a list of all people who have been so ridiculously accused. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Proposals for gun control legislation front and center in the news this week in light of the two recent mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Published reports indicate NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump's supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a big rally to tell you about. The Dow gaining 371 points to close at 26,378. The NASDAQ up 176 points. The S&P 500 up 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In USA Entertainment News, something's going to be missing at this year's Emmy Awards, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Oscar ceremony went without a customary MC this year, and its ratings actually ticked up. Now the Emmys is following suit with a decision not to have a host at the September 22nd presentations, according to executives at Fox Entertainment. They haven't explained exactly why they made the decision. It's the first time the Emmys will be hostless since 2003, when the show was also on Fox. The Emmys did go without a host, though, back in 1998 on NBC and back in 1975 on CBS. ABC's host-free Oscars actually did tick up in the ratings when Kevin Hart dropped out of the hosting gig after his years-old homophobic tweets resurfaced. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Air Force launching its fifth satellite in a new communications network.
The Atlas V rocket by United Launch Alliance blasted off from Launch Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military called Advanced Extremely High Frequency. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military. The Air Force says the network provides secure and jam-resistant communications for ground, sea, and air units of the military. It also provides communications to Canada, Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.